Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the one that got it all started for him.
It calls his child Jesus.
Still my favorite. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Joe Knight, the co-owner and senior consultant of Business Literacy Institute, business-literacy.com. Is that right? Did I say that right?
That's right. You got it.
And then Setpoint Systems is his manufacturing company. The book is Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, What You Really Need to Know About Your Numbers. That's, I encourage you to check that out. Joe, thanks again for being here. We were talking about the borrowing money in the previous segment. And about, you know, maybe having to go to the bank and borrow money, and you were going to help us with that in this last segment. Get a little bit farther down the road on that.
Yeah. So again, we are talking about getting into the numbers and understanding what your banker needs to know and understanding ratios. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you fundamentally need to understand and you need to share with your banker is not only your income statement, but you need that to help him understand what your cash flow is. Any small business should be projecting out their cash flow, in my opinion, about 90 days. And we do that every Friday.
I do it for 12 months.
Yep, 90 days is a minimum, and 12 months, and out 12 months when you can. And once you have your cash projection, I guarantee what's going to happen if you go into your banker and show them a 90-day to a 12-month cash projection. First, they're going to fall out of their chair because 9 out of 10 companies, small businesses, don't
That's
understand
right.
their cash that
That's
way.
Right.
And
if I need money in October, my banker knows it in May.
Because I've
already projected it, and that way I just call him up in September and say, "Hey, I'm gonna need that loan October 1st." He'll say, "Okay, go by and see Ann. The paperwork will be ready. We don't have to talk about it. That's it." In fact, sometimes I just email him.
Yep. And the issue with that is once they see those numbers, it my experience is, They have confidence in you
That's
because
right.
you understand
right.
your numbers, and they
exactly
say,
right.
and they're not used to seeing that. They're used to dealing with a little bit more unorganized organization. So if you can do that, that's a big advantage.
They don't like desperation, do they?
Nope, they don't like desperation.
They run away from desperation,
and they feel really warm and fuzzy about a business that can project
right.
their numbers accurately, and they're looking at least 3 months.
Let me say one thing here,
months.
Joe, real quick, and I don't know if
yeah,
you can I don't know if you can relate. I need to say this because I don't want people to think that I'm in some ivory tower when I said what I just said. I have been desperate before. The things I'm talking to you about, folks, when I say what I say about cash, this is me telling you how I learned not to do it by doing it the wrong way. I have been desperate. I have had bankers run away from me when I was desperate. So it's not like I just don't want people to think I was born knowing how to deal with bankers. You know, and I don't know if you can relate, Joe.
Oh, Jim, I can absolutely relate. Every small business owner has contemplated when the business goes out of business, and
mm-hmm.
that's when you miss payroll and everybody goes home. And I've had that. I've felt that. I've heard that. You know, and sometimes when I'm in my training, if I'm with an HR group, I always tell the HR people, you know, the best way to run a business from an HR perspective is to have plenty of cash to make payroll, because having been in a small business when you're struggling to make payroll,
mm-hmm.
for some reason, Jim, company morale goes way down when you're struggling to cover
that's
payroll.
Right. That's right.
So I always tell HR, one of the best ways to run a business HR-wise, have plenty of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a critical thing. Everything falls apart when you run out of cash. You're desperate. Your employees know you're desperate. They start getting worried. And that's the beginning of failure.
And when you can project cash and when your projection is negative, then you can say, okay, we need to grow. We need to get more business. We need to cut expenses, or we need to start charging more.
Right. And, you know, and
collecting it quicker. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things I've learned is if you're watching your cash like that, no matter how bad it really is, it's always better than not knowing how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds funny.
No,
but
say,
if you're, the
say
anxiety
it again.
Of
say it
knowing.
Again. This is going to be on the test, folks. Say it again, Joe.
Yeah. So here's the issue. If your numbers are really bad, and I've done this for years, and you don't run a cash flow analysis, but you don't know how bad it is, your anxiety is 10 times worse
That's
than
right.
if you know how bad it is. Because once
That's
you know how bad
right.
it is, you can think about how to deal with it. You can go to a banker. You can work things out. So always projecting cash is what I consider peace of mind as a small business owner.
Your banker, even if it's bad, your banker won't run away from you if you bring him bad news. It's when you bring them desperate news that's bad. That's what. As long as it's in the future,
right.
They can deal with that. They'll help you with that, won't they?
Right. Absolutely.
Hey, Joe,
I got a lot of small businesses. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish up. Wrap up quickly.
I was just going to say, a lot of small business owners don't understand there's a difference between their profit and their cash.
Yeah.
So remember, you need to do a separate statement to understand your cash flow. It's not your profit.
Right. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Joe Knight, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.